Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
We are coming at you from what has been a rainy weekend. Dory's three tennis matches have been canceled.
All canceled.
The courts were too wet. The public courts, wet. The private courts, wet. What is this?
What are we, in Seattle?
This is ridiculous.
We live in Southern California. We're supposed to be able to play tennis all year.
It's sort of the bargain, right? I mean, poof.
I've
been enjoying the rain.
Everything does look very verdant. My dad is in town, and Henry and I picked him up from the airport this morning, and he wanted to go to the beach. So we went to the beach, and I was looking up at the Santa Monica, the cliffs.
Yes.
And they are green, like super right. green. Like I've never yeah. seen them so green. I was like, oh, there's all the rain.
This occasionally happens here.
It does.
It just turns into everything very lush.
Yeah.
Where it's normally just desert.
Dry garbage. As a bone.
Yeah. Anyway, Dory's in some sort of tennis league. I don't quite understand it, but unfortunately, no tennis this weekend.
I'm in a recreational USTA tennis league. I'm on two teams at two different levels. One of them I'm playing up, so it's not exactly my level, but you can play up, you can't play down. Which has been nice because, you know, I get to play a little bit more. But a lot of my matches have been rained out. So yeah. That's kind of been a bummer.
Well,
but it's really, I feel like we've told people to like join a team to make friends. Or maybe this is more in Forever 35.
Well, we've said that here too.
Yeah. But I'm now like, oh, I get it. Like I'm not best friends with any of these people.
Oh, you get
but,
it, meaning you aren't a friend of anybody's.
No, just in the sense of like, it is like I'm finding it fun to be part of a team as a grown up.
Right.
Even though I didn't know any of these people before. And it's like fun to have people to play with. Now, unfortunately, I do seem to have developed tennis elbow. So that's an unfortunate development.
She has. So, you know, every night it's like heat compress. She has to not play tennis at night.
What?
While you're sleeping.
Oh, that's like, true. Yeah, like no, tennis. I did finally go to the doctor. I'm going to be starting some physical therapy. I'm hoping that I like caught it early enough that it's not going to be like a, you know, debilitating thing. And the doctor gave me a prescription for some anti-inflammatory, like basically very strong Advil or Aleve. That does help, but it doesn't cure it. It just kind of, you know, masks the symptoms.
All right, there's no cure for tennis elbow, right?
Well, supposedly, if you do some exercises, if you're like consistent with the exercises, and you like, you should probably play a little less.
Yeah, that's sort of the thing.
And there's something about like your string tension should be lower. I don't know. I need to like look into this a little bit
more. Well, the impact wouldn't be as strong on that muscle. Yeah, of course. That makes sense.
Sure.
It's like getting a graphite shaft in golf because, you know, maybe wrists need them to be lighter, you know?
Yeah. So I have to get my racket re-strung. I was seeing something about maybe my grip size is too small. I don't know. I need to like look into
that
also.
I put new shafts on my golf clubs and for the first time ever, I used actual golf club epoxy. Like the stuff you're supposed to use. I got it for $9 mm-hmm. and some change on Amazon. Usually I use JB Weld or Gorilla Glue, anything that you have to mix and then you apply before it cures, like anything like that. That's what I had been using previously. Well, let me tell you, A couple weeks ago, I hit a shot with my 5-iron, and the head of the 5-iron went flying down the fairway. The ball went left. The 5-iron head went right.
That seems bad.
Well, and I looked at the shaft, and the shaft, you know, it wasn't like the shaft broke. It was clean. Clean came off.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, I must have done a bad job with that. And then, when did I play by myself in the morning? Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning, standing on my favorite hole, grabbed my 7-iron. And hit, and the ball went left, and the head of the 7-iron went straight at the hole. And I looked again, super clean. Like, you can't even see glue residue on there. Like, I don't. So, what I've come to the conclusion, golf club epoxy is bullshit. You can just use Gorilla Glue. Or JB Weld.
Okay.
And like, I had to like, luckily on the back, I went into my, believe it or not, my trunk had a whole other set of irons in it. And I popped those into the bag so that I wasn't without a 7-iron. But I was very like, I just felt, first of all, I was glad I found it because of black, my club heads are black. So I wouldn't be able to really see them like hit any sun, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It took a little while to find the 5-iron. The 7-iron, I actually thought I was not gonna find it, and I did. So they're both in my bag in a pocket in my golf bag. I've gotta fix those. Sort of telling that story out loud to remind myself to fix those today.
Speaking of fixing things.
Volvo is not fixed. Okay, next. Have you talked to your father about using his friend?
I haven't. I thought you could talk to him.
Who
about
was a
it.
Welder? No, I don't know any. I think you should do it.
They're seeing each other tomorrow.
Do you think he could swing by with his welder?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What is it called? It's a welding torch?
I don't know. Like this
welding.
This is your thing. I have no idea what. You could go and talk to him.
Who?
When my dad's friend. When they get together, you could go and talk to him and ask him. Like I feel like me, it's just going to be a game of telephone. So why don't you do it?
What?
Exactly.
This is very confusing. You're asking me to go hang out with them for like the afternoon?
Just like stop by.
What? No, I got to stop. I stop by with what? I don't have a car that works. You will have taken that to, I don't know.
No, I won't. I'm not taking the car tomorrow.
Tennis vacation. What's it called?
What
do you got tomorrow? You got a practice or a...
I might have practice at night, but I don't
there
know.
There you go. See? But you've had 3 days of resting your tennis elbow, so that probably feels good.
That's true. Yep.
Does it feel good?
I mean, I think it's also partly the...
Does it act up like when you're using your computer mouse at all?
No.
No.
Well, because first of all, I use my right hand for my computer mouse.
I do too. That's funny.
I think it's just because, like, when we were
kids in school, that's where they were. So that's
A computer lab, the mouse is always on the right, or at work, the mouse is always, like, yes, I could have moved it, but at that point, it just was like,
yeah,
I don't know, it just felt like second nature.
Weirdly, trackpad, I always use my left hand. I never use my right hand with a trackpad.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I do use an ergonomic mouse, which I like a lot.
The Apple mouse is the least ergonomic thing on the planet Earth.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
It's wild. I have two just because they always seem to die and you can't like charge it and use it at the same time because of the stupidly designed port, which is on the bottom. So I have to like, I rotate them out, the mouses out, which is the plural of mouse.
Mouses. The mice?
No, no. Computer mouses. Animals really? Are mice. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I knew that from the 90s when I spent a lot of time at the Computer Museum in Boston.
The computer
you remember that?
Museum.
It used to be attached to the Children's Museum?
No. I remember the computer room at the Science Museum.
No, this was the Computer Museum. It was a separate museum, and it was in Boston next to the Children's Museum. And I did a couple summers of camp there, actually. Through my dad's work, through Hewlett Packard.
Look at you.
Yeah, we learned how to use Photoshop there. Like, you know, it was a good time.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, am I the coolest or the coolest?
You exactly are the coolest.
I think it's the. It seems weird that, like, I wonder when it closed. I'm going to look it up right now just to see. Computer Museum in Boston until 1999.
Wow.
Opened in 1979.
Wow.
Somehow Dory doesn't remember it.
I don't remember it.
Very strange.
Well.
Oh, yes. There was a giant mouse you could use. Like physically climb on top of a trackball.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes, it was here. Oh, yeah, I could do this because you're on Zoom here with me. So I can just go like this.
Share the old screen-a-rooney.
Yeah, and you can take a look at the thing I'm talking about. Look at this. Look at the size of that trackball.
That is a large trackball.
Look at you. Oh, my God, you're inside a computer.
Wow. Cool.
This is wild that you never went to this.
I don't think I did.
See where it was?
The Computer Museum.
Exactly where the Children's Museum is.
Huh.
So.
Interesting.
The more you know. Dang.
That's true.
If you remember the Computer Museum, let me know. If you don't remember it, you're very similar to my dear lovely wife, Dory. Who does not remember the coolest things?
I just remember the uncoolest things.
Yep. What was something you were saying the other day? You were talking about how you don't think your school had student government just because you weren't involved with it.
No, it's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said that there were certain things that we either didn't have or they were such like non-entities that no one knew or cared about them.
Model UN.
No, and then I gave Model UN as an example of something we did have.
And were you in that?
No.
Did you this came
up
as lame?
This came up because I convinced Henry to do something. I forget what, and you were like, "Were you in the debate club?" And I was like, "No." And I was like, "Did we even have a debate club? I don't know." And I was like, I feel like we didn't have certain, I don't know.
But, do you see what it's like living with us? It's like living with a podcast.
And then I said.
Well, we went to go to eat. Henry eats at the same, you know, now we're eating at the same place every Saturday. Dory and Henry have been going. Now, two Saturdays in a row, so now it happens every Saturday. And Henry has decided that this is the day that we go to this restaurant. And yesterday, he woke me up. He told me it was restaurant day at 5:50 in the morning. I was like, uh-huh. Because I was finally going to go with you guys.
Yep.
Because...
Well, the first week you didn't want to go.
Right. Second week, I wasn't allowed to go.
Henry said, no, this is just for me and Mama. And then this week I was like, no, this is a family thing. We're all going.
Well, we went and then I wanted to park in the convenient parking situation right next to said restaurant as opposed to across the street in a garage. And
we usually park in the garage.
Yeah. Henry lost his mind, saying that he didn't want to park here. He wants to park somewhere else. And he just kept screaming it. And Dory got out of the car and then was talking to him. And you were like, if you don't want to park here, we're just going to go home. And he's like, no, I want to go to a restaurant. I don't want to park here. And I was like, can I pretend I'm dropping you off and then I park here? He's like, no. And I was like, you just want to ride the elevator? Is that why you wanted to be in the garage? He's like, yes. Then I'm like, well, bud, we go, okay, we're here. And he's like, I don't want to park here. And then he was like losing his mind and crying. And I was like, I'm ruining this by being here. Like mentally, I was like, this is terrible. He now associates me with this very bad situation of parking, even though he's being a lunatic. You know, as far as parking is concerned, he didn't even know where we were. He didn't realize that we were next to the fucking restaurant.
I know.
And we, you know, he's screaming and crying. And then Dory goes, what did you say? You said, do you still want TV time and or iPad time? And he goes, yeah. And you're like, well, if we have to go home right now, you're not going to have it. And he's like, okay. And then he was like, totally fine.
I know. It was like kind of scary, actually.
Whatever the switch was, this wasn't even the thing that she tricked him into doing. This was a different thing. This wasn't even the debate team thing.
No, it was something else.
But I walked. I thought he'd be into like the parking spot number, punching the number into the pay thing.
No.
But no, he didn't care for it. And then he chose to sit on the sidewalk.
At a table on the sidewalk.
At a single table that was away from the other tables. That was essentially
weird.
On the sidewalk. And it was like
we were on display.
Some sort of weird display. And then like when the woman brought out my food, it was like in a giant pile because I had ordered fries for everybody. But like she just put it in front of me and I was like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. She just brought the pile of fried food to the fat guy. Anyway, if you'd like to email us, you could do so at dorymatt@gmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com, or you could call us and leave a voicemail, 413-461-BABY. That's 413-461-2229 if you don't have an alphanumeric keypad anymore. Otherwise, we're going to take a break.
We'll be right back.
There you go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas. The better basics that take sweat wicking, blister preventing, friction-free movement. Seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
Same for tennis, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish-green color. Look,
nice.
I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. It incorporates sweat wicking.
See, the light bulb's going off.
Ah, supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable. And you want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar. Or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout.
Okay.
And we're back.
We are back. All right. This is from Cindy. Hello again. I am responding to Anonymous, who wrote in episode 462. I also have/had PCOS and required IVF to get pregnant. I have two science kiddos, and after I had my daughter in 2018, my cycles are regular. Kind of funny that all it took was to have kids to fix my anovulation. I did not have regular cycles before I had kids. My husband also had a vasectomy, so we are done having kids. So I have no idea if I still have cysts on my ovaries, but it is nice to have regular cycles now that I'm in my 40s and will probably hit menopause soon. I highly doubt it's related to having a girl, but my OBGYN did say that pregnancy can definitely regulate cycles after you give birth. I did have a question for the Disney portion of the pod. We just went to Disney World.
We shifted gears so hard.
I know. Okay, go ahead. And I would like to know if I'm in the minority when I think Disney food is just okay.
It's bad.
It's bad. Continue. I watched tons of YouTube videos, AJ included, and honestly, having some of the must-haves, I was not wowed. I guess it's better than some amusement parks, but I definitely would not say the food is amazing. And I would go out of my way to get what others say is to die for food. Just curious if it was just me or do others have the same opinion? We also went to Disneyland last year and I had the same experience. We also did Disney Food Festival and also felt the same. Cindy from New York, same stats, except many more pigs in a blanket eaten during the Super Bowl. My son who vowed to not hit dogs after seeing them made. Oh, my son who vowed not to eat hot dogs after seeing them, I think that's what she meant.
Yes.
Seeing them be made, did indulge in some, but he said they are different. So we shall see if his stance changes this summer.
Disney food is not good by the standard of food you can get outside of theme parks.
Correct.
There are some occasional items to be enjoyed, but they are certainly not the best of those items. What do I mean by that? Well, like, there's some pretty good pastries at Norway Pavilion in Epcot, but like, those aren't the best pastries in the world. They're the best pastries in the World Showcase at Epcot. I will say the food in Disneyland Paris is pretty good. But I mean, maybe that's just because it was in Paris.
Maybe.
But yeah, everything AJ liked, we tried and did not like. So you're not alone.
It's just not good.
The one thing she didn't like was the breakfast we had at the Contemporary, the character breakfast. Remember?
I do. And we were this was pretty good.
This is the freshest, most delicious food we've had since we've been here.
Yeah.
Like the waffles were fresh off of the waffle iron. Mm. The eggs were being freshly cooked. It was really good. And it was like her least favorite meal. Was that when we went alone? Was that when we went with before Henry? I think so.
I think it was.
When we went to the as two grown adults just by ourselves with no kids. Went to Disneyland World. Yeah. World went to Disney World. Ah, to be young again.
What a time! What a time! Ah,
to
that
have
was.
A job again. I had so many jobs then. That was right after Aftertrack.
You did have a lot of jobs.
Oh, I miss having so many jobs.
I would be happy with you just getting one job right now.
Yeah, I'm down to zero. I had four. Now I'm down to zero jobs.
Yeah.
But hey, if anyone wants to hire me,
put me. You know, on a, somehow I think
at
that
a table outside of
your announcing on the podcast, if someone wants to hire you, you've been doing that and it hasn't worked.
Oh, right. So I should do something else. Look, I don't want to work for you. Come on. Changing tactics.
All right. Next email. Actually, it's a text. Re-donating embryos to science. Our clinic lets you donate for the purposes of training new technicians and embryologists. Hmm. I.e., they use the discarded embryos for students/trainees so they don't mess up an embryo that needs to go into someone. To me, that is still donating to science and ultimately helping other IVF families. Maybe ask your clinic if you can do that. Also reminds me, I need to fill out the paperwork to do that and stop storing our embryos, as we've also come to the same conclusion that we are done after our two science babies. In Boston, burbs in about 2,700 square feet, two 65-inch TVs, no hot dogs yet this year.
That's, but you guys live so close to where you can get like good hot dogs. That's so crazy.
Hmm.
I was watching the spring training game today. Mm-hmm. Henry was really watching it more than anybody.
He was really into it.
Yeah, he really was. But they kept they're playing at JetBlue Park, which is the Red Sox home spring training park, and they kept showing on the first base side a KM hot dog banner.
Mm.
Oh man. I wish I could get a KM out here. Anyway, okay, that's beside the point. Thank you for that donation to science / not science, but training people in
mm-hmm,
science.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's next?
All right, next. This is from...
This is big.
This is big. Like, wondering if we should take another break.
No, not yet. I'll read this one. It's so big.
Okay. Okay.
This is from Melody. My first time writing. As soon as I hear Dory read A is for Adley, I whip my phone out to send my first real email to the show. Dear God, do not create anything like A is for Adley or Allie. It's the most annoying and stupid thing I've ever seen. I don't think either of you would ever even think of creating content like that. You're both more talented. Okay. I'm back on board with this. My brain, here's what my brain thought I was talking about when I was, this is Matt speaking. Hi. I'm going to take a break from Melody's email to tell you what my brain was thinking and why I was so confused. I thought that she was confusing think of A for Adelaide, and she was like, think of the Australia book that I read to Henry all the time.
Oh.
And I was like, well, why is that a dumb book? What's wrong with Australia? And I was like, what's happening? What is that book? It's the A to Z.
Alphabetical Sydney?
Alphabetical Sydney, yeah. So that's, my brain was like, what is happening here? Why does she hate that book? And why would we not create something like that? It seems like a good cash grab. Okay, but we're talking about a
YouTube channel. Yes.
So I'm back on board. Okay. But I just want to stress how much I hated the idea. Both my sisters had their kids just before or during the start of the pandemic. I live in Australia. Oh, interesting. A is for Australia. Due to finances, then COVID... Then the COVID lockdowns, I wasn't able to visit the States to meet my nieces in person until last year. My youngest sister allowed her daughter to watch A is for Adley, and I was staying with them during my four-week visit. I was forced to watch that show nearly every day. I pretended I was loving it for my niece, but I secretly wanted to shove a Q-tip into my ear and go deaf for a while. I also thought it was teaching some very bad manners, etc. I don't have kids of my own, since I'm an aunt via Facebook Messenger video chats 99% of the time. I wasn't sure how to tell my sister that I thought the show wasn't any good for my niece. I ended up pointing out a few individual things the show had done and asked if she had trouble with her daughter trying to copy it. We discussed it, and she said that they try to tell her that those things are for TV only and not for real life. I think it went over well. Okay. I started listening to the podcast to better understand what both my sisters were going through with their infertility. They both needed some form of assistance to have their kids as of 6 months ago. I now have three nieces and one nephew, so I'll need to visit again soon to meet my nephew. I am the oldest of three siblings, and I would, I also would have fertility issues, but I never wanted kids. Yeah, that's because you're in Australia. It's obvious you never had kids because you're living your best life. You're like in Australia. You might come back to the States if you feel like it. She says, thanks for everything you do. Stats. 40-year-old expat renting a two-bedroom, two-car garage unit. Unit is a number of smaller houses built on a subdivided plot and of land, and mine has four units total. Nice. Three cats, 30 or so fish, 10 freshwater dwarf shrimp. I don't know the size of the house, but the info I have from my rental agency says that the land is... Land size for my unit is 226 meters, square meters. Oh, okay. I know a lot about, it's a lot of room for one person. I do have plenty of storage, though. That's nice. And I use the extra car space for a home gym area. That's nice, too. 162-inch lounge room. 60-inch TV, sorry, 62-inch TV in the lounge room that I only turn on to watch a movie or binge Star Trek episodes or TNC. Thank you. One Costco hot dog this year because hot dogs are crap in Australia. I would explain more with pictures of why they're so crap. It had to die with the bun, but it's probably too much useless information. There's no such thing here. Sorry for all the rambling. Not used to writing in. Feel free to cut or condense. Nope, sorry. next part doesn't have to be read. But here's the killer, everybody. She parenthetically said, I don't mind if it is, though, which means I'm reading it. One more thing. I live in another country without my family. Making friends and having a good support group is really important when you live far away from your family, even when you don't have kids. It's harder making friends when you're older. I was 35 when my ex and I split up, and I decided to stay in Australia alone. I moved to a big city for a job. Had to start all over. My friends here are like my family. I'm happy to help them out whenever I'm able to. I know they'd do the same for me. My friends with kids know I'm happy to do things with their kids tagging along because it's hard to do things without kids. I'm also happy to babysit if needed. I know it's harder for you being in LA and your friends might live halfway across the country, all the way across the country, or across the city. I see. Okay. I'm referring to our traffic. So it isn't easy for you to get help from your friends that you can ask. Hope as Henry gets older, you find some more friends amongst the other parents, and then you can help each other out now and then. Thanks for all you do. I'm glad you decided to keep going with the podcast after Henry was born. Love all the updates. Good luck with your writing office hours. That's Melody.
Okay.
And, that's the Australian Melody.
Yep. Not the other Melody. Wow.
How did I do that? It was a lot of reading.
It was a lot of reading. You did well.
I got through some of it without stumbling. Mm-hmm. Others of it, you might not even know what I was saying.
Well, thank you for the advice about A is for Adley. We were not actually considering it, but it's good to know that it is just as monstrous as it sounds.
Any of those shows with kids that have no idea what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand the concept of
no
being broadcast to anyone and anything.
No. Well, Melody, thank you for writing in. You have an interesting perspective on things. Now we are going to take that break. We will be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Are we back?
We are back.
This receipt that I'm seeing here for Zepbound, I don't understand it.
So Jenna Marie wrote in to say, try Express Scripts for Zepbound.
And they were going to be so much more money.
Now, the thing that I just want to, that I have a question about is here on this receipt, it says your coupon savings. It looks like the coupon savings is $75.
No, and you see the ampersand there, the dot, dot, dot?
Yeah. You think it was $750?
Oh, her plan pays $844.
But it says plan paid. Right, exactly. That's what I was about to point out. Plan pays $844. So it looks
Jenna
like
Marie,
insurance
plan,
is covering your Zepbound.
Yeah, my plan does not cover it. And if I use that coupon, that would be $844
in
my pocket.
So look, plan pays $844. She had a coupon for $75, and so you pay $24.99.
Well, which is great. Sure, which is a normal great copay for a drug.
Yes.
Jenna, that $844.34, that would be what I have to pay out of pocket because my plan does not cover it. So thank you I do appreciate the information because if that was somehow workable on my end, I would very much like to know.
I'm just curious what health insurances are covering this.
I'm curious, too. I mean, a lot of that seems to, I don't know if it's changing or what, but I think they like explicitly said we're not covering it in like a letter to everybody.
That's just great.
Well, look, the Writers Guild has a lot of fish to fry that aren't fat people.
What? They're frying fat people? What?
Well, no. See, fat people, what they do is they order large amounts of fried food and sit outside and eat it on a sidewalk. That's
Matt,
my dream.
Were you traumatized by
that? Oh,
wait,
that was my nightmare.
That?
I hated it so much. Hey, I was traumatized.
As Henry was traumatized
by the parking spot.
Wow. I guess I was the only one.
More so traumatized.
I was the only one who was not traumatized by anything in that excursion.
It seems weird. Perhaps orchestrated the whole thing.
I'll try to be traumatized by something next time.
All right. I'll see to it. If I can help, I will.
Okay.
I'll be glad to traumatize.
We got several emails about Taskmaster.
Okay. People are really into this Taskmaster program. And
several people wanted us to know that it is on their official YouTube channel. Britt wrote in to say, this includes all the seasons of UK Taskmaster, the best one, New Zealand, and Australia. It's just youtube.com/@Taskmaster. Enjoy for free and with no guilt as they are sanctioned.
That is true. I see it here. All right. Interesting.
I just realized I messed up the Patreon names, so we're not going to read them this week, but we will read them next week.
Oh, yeah, because it's a new month, which means there will be fun facts for those folks at the $25 level.
Yeah, and I messed that up. So I apologize. That is on me. I'm owning it.
New month, and I will, new you, right?
I will do better next time.
I would say you don't have to do better. Just do different.
Interesting. Yeah,
what do you think about that? Is that a new slogan? Did I come up with that?
Sure. I mean, it's a little like progress, not perfection. You know what I mean?
But I'm explicitly telling people not to do better.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, which really is like, I think, probably detrimental.
Sure. Well, that's all we had for this week.
Really? It was a breezy, beautiful summer girl.
Yep.
What is that? What is that? Easy, breezy, beautiful summer girl? What is that? What is that?
I don't know what that is. I've never heard that before.
Oh, my God. I have to Google it now.
I guess you do.
Easy, breezy, beautiful. Curl? Curl, baby? Is it for hair? No, is that it? Cover girl? Cover girl?
Cover girl?
Is it cover girl makeup?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay, thank you. Okay, that just
easy breezy beautiful cover girl.
That's Janelle Monáe singing the slogan, but that's the slogan. That was stuck in my head.
That's beautiful.
But that's not, I'm remembering the version from commercials.
Oh.
That would air in the 90s. Whatever. Okay, look. Support the show at patreon.com/excellent adventure. That's where you can become a patron. You can get yourself some more podcast episodes. There's a few tiers available. And we truly do thank you all for supporting us in any way, shape, or form. Those that don't support us in the Patreon, you still listen to the show, we appreciate you too. But the people in the Patreon, we appreciate slightly more. and since we'll be reading those names next week, I guess there's nothing left for us to do here.
All right.
I will show myself out. Good day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.